The weather has been stormy at times this afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Scattered thunderstorms continue for the next few hours, and then conditions will settle down moving into tonight. It's not really a classic feel for a day where we see thunderstorms. You know, often it's quite warm and quite humid on the days that we have stormy weather like this. But in this case, it's not really that warm, and it's not really that humid. However, there is a disturbance coming through in the upper atmosphere, and the air aloft is still quite cold. So there's still a big difference in temperature between the ground and the upper levels of the atmosphere. And that's allowing some of these storms to really grow quite tall today. And some of the storms have downpours. We've had a handful of flood advisories already today. Some of the storms also have some hail, and there's the potential also for some damaging wind gusts. And of course, every thunderstorm has thunder and lightning. So be aware for thunderstorms through about 9 or 10 o'clock or so tonight. Any showers and storms will come to an end this evening after the sun goes down. It's going to be a cool night as temperatures fall back mainly into the 50s across the area, though I wouldn't be shocked if some of the higher elevations, especially in the Adirondacks, fall back into the upper 40s coming up tonight. Also be on the lookout for some areas of fog that will be locally dense later tonight into tomorrow morning. And tomorrow starts off with some areas of fog, but the fog will burn off relatively quickly, as it does this time of year. And tomorrow looks to be mainly dry across the region. We'll see sunshine, a little more in the way of cloudiness will mix with the sunshine, especially north and west of Albany. And it's those areas north and west of Albany where there's at least a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm coming up tomorrow. But for most of us, it's a dry day. And even in those areas north and west of Albany, much of the day will be free of rain. Then we get back into a stormy setup again on Thursday with a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms. The humidity builds on Thursday, and by Friday it's quite humid with, again, the chance for at least rain at times. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of fog developing, cool, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, some morning fog, then a blend of clouds and sunshine, chance of an isolated shower, high 68 to 76. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, the chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of fog, cool, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, morning fog, then a mix of clouds and sun, chance of an isolated shower, high 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, the chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, morning fog, then becoming partly to mostly sunny, with a high in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, the chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of fog, cool, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow morning fog, then becoming mostly sunny, with a high in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, turning more humid with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, warm and humid with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.